Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I agree on the snowblower always being the troublemaker. My last, my current one is electric. It's only a year old now, and that I have no issues there, obviously. The one before that, I bought a real good one. Again, middle of the road, you know, between the big one you got and the little one you got. But it was a pretty nice one, and it was a Honda. And, you know, those engines are notorious for running great forever. And it pretty much did, hardware-wise, you know, the augers and the whatnots and things corroded and rusted and wore out. And I repaired it a few times and then just finally went electric when I got my lawnmower. I ended up getting a second battery sort of free, which is what you needed, too, for the snowblower. So I basically got a good deal there, so I took it. So, yeah, but, yeah, and I do think it's related to the amount of time between running it. So I bet it, once you get that thing going, make it put a little note in your phone or something or a reminder to run it once a month for 5 minutes, you know, and I'll bet you it'll be good to go for a long time.